Hello, this is Warren Hunt with the Guitar Podcast. Glad you can make it. This is episode 3. This is kind of a part 2 of how to pick out your first guitar. This kind of carries over into just picking out a guitar in general, but try to focus on, in this particular episode, kind of reflecting what we talked about in episode 2 about picking out your first guitar. For people who've never picked one out before and those sorts of things. Something I think I missed, or there are several things I believe I overlooked and didn't talk about yesterday in episode 2 is, I mean, the guitar's got to look good. Look at it. Do you like the way it looks? If it doesn't look good to you, you're not going to touch it. You're not going to want to play it. It's not going to be anything you want to have anything to do with. So, I mean, like what I was talking about, my niece's guitar, it's red. She likes red. She wanted a red guitar. So we got her a red guitar because, you know, she likes the look of it. If we'd have gotten her a black guitar, probably wouldn't have gone over. A brown guitar probably wouldn't have worked for her. Now, my first, 3 guitars were black. And I was perfectly fine with that. I had one red one for a short time. It just didn't quite work for me. But, you know, the guitar has to look good to you. You have to like it. A really big thing is the size of the guitar. Does the guitar fit your body style? Can your arms reach around it? Say if you're getting it, if you're getting it for a kid, generally a three-quarter scale guitar is ideal for a child. And they go down further. They get smaller even. Even so, for smaller children, but you know, it has to fit the body style, body of the person, because if they can't wrap their arms around it and get their hands in the right positions, then they can't play it, and it's just going to be useless and futile. Now then, typically, modern guitar companies build guitars in what they call like a one size fits all for adults. So it's a full scale guitar, dreadnought type guitar. Like your cowboy guitars, and it, back, 100, 150, 200 years ago, guitar builders would make a guitar specifically for the size of the person that they were making it for. It was a custom built guitar for that person, kind of like a custom tailored suit. But nowadays they're churning out these guitars like crazy, so one size needs to fit all somewhat. Now, for, say, your average-sized man, that's going to work just fine, whether it's electric or an acoustic guitar or whatever. But, say it's a younger, a small-framed person, small-framed girl or boy in junior high or high school, or even an adult who's fairly small-framed, they might want a full-size guitar, full-size sound, everything like that, but you don't want a full-size body. You know, you wouldn't be able to get your arms around it. You wouldn't be able to play it. That's whenever, say, a concert style or, say, a triple O style guitar really comes in handy, because they're slightly smaller bodies, slightly shallower. They allow for a smaller framed person to wrap around them a little easier. But then, you know, whenever you're getting into that shape of a guitar, it has a different tone than, say, a dreadnought does. You know, if it's your first guitar, you know, the tone isn't quite as big of a deal to you, to most people, as it would, say, someone who's been playing, you know, a handful of years and their ear is really developing. So, you know, in this case, you know, size of a guitar really matters in the size of the person. Those two need to match. Yeah, along with that, the size, you need to be able to reach, you know, all the way down to the end of the neck with, say, your fretting hand, and be able to reach over the top of the guitar with your strumming hand or your finger picking hand to the strings comfortably on both ends at the same time. You know, you can't go, oh, well, I can reach with my left hand, but I can't reach with my right. It's just not going to work that way. You have to have both working in sync together. Another thing is string height. how far off the fretboard or the frets the strings stand. It's called action. It's the action of the strings or the action of the guitar. The strings need to be close enough to the frets that when you press them down, they don't kill you the fingertips. They don't really dig in deep. It's not hard to press them down. I mean, in the beginning, sure, it's going to be hard to press down the strings onto the frets and make notes in different places on the fretboard. But the string shouldn't be more than an eighth of an inch above the fret. Anything above that, it's really going to be difficult. I'd also suggest, you know, in the very beginning, getting super light strings so that you can break your fingers in fairly slowly without, you know, if you put heavy gauge strings on and you're a brand new player, never played before, it's going to tear your fingers up. It's going to hurt fingertips. You're not going to want to play. Yeah, you want to be able to press the strings down. And if a guitar's string height is, the action's really high, it's going to be very difficult. Sometimes putting a lighter gauge string on there, on your guitar, will help. But it's best just to get it straight from the store with decent string height. And lastly, you know, like I said about tone earlier, your first guitar, you're not going to be as critical about the tone that the guitar produces. However, if it sounds terrible, I mean, it doesn't take a trained ear to hear something that just sounds like a cardboard box with a string, you know, going over top of it. If it sounds like garbage, you know, it's not going to ever sound good to you, no matter how good you get. So it needs to sound relatively like a guitar. But most guitars in, you know, a lower price range are going to have an okay tone. They're not going to have a great tone. Some will have better than others, and you'll be surprised at how you can get a really good tone out of a really cheap guitar. The acoustic guitar I grew up playing was not an expensive guitar. It wasn't a solid top guitar. It wasn't a Martin. It wasn't a high-dollar guitar. But it had great tone, and it only got better over the years. Another reason why I suggest getting a used guitar, because older wood just sounds better. I don't know why there are many theories on that. We'll discuss that later on. It's a whole other topic about aged wood and how it gets that tone, better tone over the years, and vibrations or all that. We'll cover that later. We've talked enough about picking out your guitar, whether it's your first guitar or maybe another guitar or whatever. I'm sure there are some things that hopefully I spoke about tonight that help everybody along. Anyway, glad you listened again tonight. And if you have any questions, email me at info@theguitarpodcast.net. And hope you have a great time playing guitar. Good night.